Gavin's Corner, fireworks. It's that time of year when Benson and our surrounding areas sound as though we're in the middle of a war zone. Fireworks going off every night for a week or so with inevitable and regrettable loud bangs that accompany pretty much all of them. I know this gives a lot of pleasure to many, but also causes havoc with domestic, farm and wild animals alike. Thinking of this took me back to my school days. I wasn't a spectacular student, as mentioned before, and didn't have much curiosity on the subject of chemistry, although I did eventually achieve an A-level in it. However, if I could create a chemical reaction that resulted in a loud bang, I was all in. In the days before it was known what some weed killers do to the environment, farmers liberally coated their fields in sodium chlorate, which is now banned for sale in the UK, thankfully. One of my friends, let's call him Farmer Brown, we strangely only use surnames, was one such farmer. He possessed industrial quantities of weed killer on his farm and made large quantities available to us to experiment with. When I say experiment with, well, we mixed it with equal quantities of sugar. Mum, if you're reading this and wonder where the sugar went, well, now you know. I have no idea how we found out how to do this, as the internet was a figment of Bernard Lee's imagination at that time. But do it we did. And what this creates is an incredibly reactive and frankly dangerous mixture. Our initial studies involved various containers that would hold the mixture in place. And with a fuse attached, whilst we retreated some distance, we created that satisfying bang. Then one day we very nearly had a catastrophic event. A piece of shrapnel from a pipe nearly decapitated our friend Crutchlow, who had refused to retreat, insisting that there was nothing to worry about. So, having had a close shave, we changed tack. We still had vast amounts of both sugar and weed killer, and set about making non-explosive products that stimulated our creative minds. We set about designing new and more exciting solutions, and ultimately successfully created fireworks. These inventions soared into the air from a milk bottle, fizzling out when the fuel was exhausted. Mostly made of paper with a bamboo cane for a support, this new pastime held no risks, didn't nearly injure anyone, and was immensely satisfying. And our fireworks had no loud bang, but soared majestically into the sky, causing wonder in all those who watched. And here's the thing. No pets, farm animals, or indeed wildlife were traumatised at all. In fact, they probably didn't have an inkling that anything remotely untoward was happening. So this November, when you head off to the shops to buy your fireworks, please think about the noise. There doesn't need to be a loud bang, and all the animals near you will thank you for it. Fireworks can be silent ones to equal effect. And that was written by Gavin McLaughlin.